هذه نور ليس بفرقة. فما قول أولئك؟
نص القرآن الكريم، نص القرآن الكريم خطاب من الله العلي العظيم لرسوله الأمين، قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي، بشر مثلكم، لحم ودم وعظم مثلكم، بماذا يتميز؟ يوحى إلي. وأما النور فهو نور الهداية ونور الدعوة ونور الدلالة، وليس نور الكهرباء، وليس نور الشمس. وإلا إذا أردنا أن نفهم النور بهذا المعنى الباطل لقلنا بأن محمدا سراج، السراج معروف، السراج مصباح، لأن الله يقول يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وهذا لا يقول به أشد الناس ضلالة وأعمقهم جهالة، لأن السراج المنير إنما يمدح لأنه يضيء، أي يضيء القلوب من ظلمات الشرك ويضيء العقول من جهالات الخرافة، كما كان العرب يعيشون قبل أن يمتن الله عليهم بالإسلام وبرسول الإسلام عليه الصلاة والسلام.
The Sheikh answers and says, the Quran itself is the quickest and first answer to this question. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly speaking to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordering him to say to them, I am only a human like you. What is the difference between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us? Yuha ilayh. There is an inspiration that is revealed to me. This is the difference between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a messenger and a prophet of Allah, and us, a regular human. That to him, the descent of the wahy and being chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be his Rasul on the face of the earth. As for the understanding of nur, it is the nur of ad-da'wah and the nur of al-hidayah, the nur of the guidance and the nur of al-Islam, the nur of this religion. For it cannot be said that it's the nur like a light, electricity, or the sun, or the stars, or any type of light like this. And if they are to take the actual word nur and to translate it and to understand it as such, it would have been more beneficial for them to say that the Rasul is a siraj, a flame, or a torch. For Allah has given him this title, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And you are like, to them, they would have translated, they would have understood and said, and you are a flame that is enlightening to us. So is the Rasul a flame? Is the Rasul a torch? If they were to use the actual word as such and understand it, take it as such, this would have been their answer also. But what is intended, that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to portray and to show us the blessing of al-Islam and to dispel all of the myths of shirk and of kufr. The next question comes. Is Sufism in any of its origins, does it have any good whatsoever?
كلمة هل يوجد أي خير في الصوفية؟ هل يوجد خير في الكفار الأمريكان؟ لا شك أنك تجد. فكلمة يوجد خير في الصوفية هذه كلمة لا نقول بها، لأن الخير إنما هو في الإسلام، فلا تبتغي بما عوضك الله عز وجل به خيرا فتستبدله بالذي هو أدنى. الله.
As for the question, is there any good whatsoever in Sufism? The Sheikh asks us a question. He says, is there any good in the disbelievers living in America? It is the same type of question. So you cannot limit saying there is absolutely no good, or there is absolutely only evil. But he says the full goodness is in al-Islam, in its purity, in its original form. This is what is blessed. So this is what you are therefore required to follow. And therefore, why would you want to take anything less than this? This is what the Shaykh has stated. Fadla.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. I have a problem with the hadith which is narrated by Tirmidhi. That hadith which is, it is like an issue for people who believe that Allah is everywhere. And they bring this hadith as a proof for them. That hadith is, if you throw a rope through seven ears, it will be on Allah, or ala Allah. That hadith is Salad al-Hadith.
If you can also say the question in Arabic so they will understand it from you, inshallah. You're doing well.
لا أعرف صيغة الحديث ولكن أذكر أنه في الله يبقى
الشيخ علي بعد المحاضرة إن شاء الله.
أنا قصد أن هذا سؤال علمي دقيق وحاضر.
نعم.
فيرجع بيننا وأما استفيد منه عامة
أو
لا عاجم خير. نجيبك على السؤال لكن على حدة.
ولكن هذا السؤال ما يتداول بين الناس.
أنت سمعته منه؟
نعم. هذا كان نقاشنا وهذا كنت أحب أن أسأله إذا في سند هذا الحديث.
على كل نجيب وشرحه.
تفضل. سأل السؤال
أنا قال
بالإنجليزي. نعم. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول لو دليتم بحبل من الأرض لسقط على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهذا الحديث صحيح ومعناه إحاطة الله عز وجل بعباده كما قال سبحانه وتعالى والله بكل شيء محيط. فهي إحاطة ذات وإحاطة علم وإحاطة قهر بمعنى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يحيط بخلقه قاهرا إياهم عليما بهم. ومعنى الإحاطة المرادة في السؤال ذاته وعفوا في الحديث ذاته أن الكرة أو أن الأرض على شكل كرة وأن كافة الاتجاهات بالنسبة لجميع جوانب الأرض هي سماء والسفل هو مركز الأرض. لا يقال طرف الكرة الأرضية من هناك علو ومن الجهة الأخرى سفل بل من الجهة الأخرى علو. وأما السفل فوسط الكرة الأرضية. فلو أننا أتينا بشيء حبل أو منشار أو شيء نثقب به الأرض على فرض من طرف الكرة الأول إلى طرفها الثاني فإنه يكون من سماء إلى سماء. لماذا؟ لأن هذا هو وجه للكرة وذاك وجه للكرة. هذا علوه سماء وذاك علوه سماء. وبين طرفي الكرة في وسطها مركز الأرض نقطة السفل. الله تعالى أعلم. نعم.
انتظر شوية.
ما
تفضل.
لا in regards to this answer, the best I can do is to take the tape from the brothers and sit down with it and concentrate with it and give you an answer tomorrow, if you are still interested. So if anyone really wants to know what has been said, I can give you the answer tomorrow. Because I do not have the ability to give you this one. Allah musta'an. Tafadhal ya akhi.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I heard you say, speaking of a companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he taught the kids before they grew beards something that he taught them that they were supposed to know. I kind of missed it.
Wish for the hadith.
No.
Okay. السائل يسأل يقول الشيخ ذكرت الحديث إذا استعندت إذا سألت هو هذا الحديث جاوزه هو هذا السؤال هو ما أخذ الحديث. The best thing I could tell you, my يا أخي, if you would just purchase the tape and just receive the hadith right off it. It is a hadith in a Tirmidhi. If you put your reliance, or the sheikh may write it down for you or as such, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Jamia.
Tafadhal.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What can you tell me about a new, I guess, Sufi group called Tanzeem Islamiyah North America, TINA? It's operating out of, I think, Karachi, Pakistan. And one of the doctors on this group, who's a medical doctor, says that Allah is existence. That Allah is nur in existence. And they also have a Quran school. They have a correspondence course, a course study of Quran, like 72 cassette tapes. And they seem to quote a lot of hadith and a lot of sunnah they mix in with this. And then you see it now and then, we'll say like Allah's existence and things like that. It would be permissible for a brother who's from that city to study at this Quran school if he has no other really school like that in that area, when you know that there's probably a leader is of a Sufi Akika, or Akita, rather.
Not a... I will make the su'al in general. The question, the way I will put it to the shiukh will be, are you permitted to receive knowledge from those who are on a Sufi understanding or on a going to their Quran school as you have placed it, or listening to their tapes or such? Is this
that's part of it, but the other part is
we will deal with that one.
But this person is definitely Sufi. What do you know about that group?
الأصل أن يجتنب المسلم السني المتبع للكتاب والسنة التعلم من كل مبتدع ومن كل مخالف للكتاب والسنة، ولكن إذا لم يوجد سوى هذا المبتدع في بقعة ما في مكان ما، وكان هذا المتعلم مأمونا في فكره وفي علمه وفي نظره بحيث لا تنطلي عليه دسائس هذا المبتدع ولا بدعه ولا انحرافاته، فنقول يجوز له أن يتعلم منه بهذين الشرطين. أما إذا فقد أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا يجوز. والذي يبدو لي أن القول بعدم الجواز لمثل إخواننا المهتدين الجدد الذين وفقهم الله للإسلام هو الأولى وهو الأصل، لأنهم لأنهم لا يوجد عندهم التمييز الحقيقي والقدرة العلمية التي تمكنهم من أن يعرفوا أن هذا خطأ وذاك صواب، أن هذا هدى وذاك ضلال وهكذا. ومن ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه.
The sheikh answered that part of your question in regards to accepting or taking knowledge or studying under them. He says the asl, the principle, is that you should stay away from such a thing, from acquiring knowledge from them. But he cannot make it a blanket statement as such. He says, this is what is preferred for the followers of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and who truly wish and who have jealousy over their religion. But if you feel that you have the enough knowledge in order that you yourself will not be influenced by them, and secondly, that you yourself are not under their control, it is permitted for you in such a situation, if you find no other person to teach you the same thing, to study. And then the Shaykh says, But the asl is, it is better for you as a Muslim to remove yourself from such a situation to relieve the pressure off you. And he narrates to us a statement where he says, whoever leaves something for Allah, Allah shall return something even better for him than it. And this is where we will...
What about Wattahu Wajud? You ever heard this phrase, Wattahu Wajud? Like Allah is everywhere or Allah's existence?
Wahdatul Wujud. Yeah, nah. Yeah, this is a form of worshipping idols, because the way it is actually from India specifically, because they used to believe that anything that you see or come in contact with is Allah. And this is an extreme form of Sufism. And this is something that should be stayed, that you would stay away from. So we will stop here, inshallah. تفضل. And this will be the final question.
Assalamu
alaikum.
I came across a Sufi notion that the Prophet ﷺ used to give hadith to some hadith to people who asked for more hadith. Yani he wouldn't. He gave hadith to some sahaba, and they only gave some of the hadith to some people, and whoever asked for more hadith would get the hadith. Thus, some of the information we have is not really complete. Can you give me proof, authentic proof, that it can't be true, that we don't have all the hadith we can possibly get, since people didn't ask for more and as much as they could possibly get?
So I clarify the question, wa alaykum salam. You were saying that the Rasul withheld hadith?
No, he gave out as much hadith as people asked for, yani as much knowledge as people kept on asking for.
Mm-hmm.
This is an idea I've come across. And that we might not have all the information, yani we...
يقول بعض الصوفيين يقول أن النبي كان يجيب على ما سئل عليه فقط ولم يزد له فلعله هؤلاء الصوفيين يقولوا لعل ديننا مقصد لأننا لم نسأل عن هذه الأشياء فهذا يأتي من
انتبه أيها الأخ الكريم إلى أمر هام، أن الله رب القدر ألهم من الناس من دخل في الإسلام ثم ألهمهم فعملوا بالإسلام، ثم قدر من المقادير في الكون ما أنزل به أحكام الإسلام، ثم قال اليوم أكمل، أي بشرعه الذي أنزله وبقدره الذي قدره، اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. فلو تصور أحد أن الأسئلة هي التي كانت توضح، وأن أسئلة لو جاءت في ذلك الوقت لزاد الإسلام إيضاحا، فقد كذب ربه الذي قال اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
The sheikh answers and says we must be extremely careful in understanding these statements that these people are making. For we as Muslims, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord who has decreed all. Al-Qadr is in His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has allowed people to become Muslim. And He is the one who has given the Sharia to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it, in its entirety, was decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the Tashri'ah and through the Qadr. And we understand that if anyone is to claim that because an increasement of questions were to be made that the Sharia would have been more, this is actually disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. On this day I have perfected for you and completed for you your religion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed at that time that there would be nothing more that can be added in al-Islam or detracted from it. So someone who makes such a claim is disbelieving in the ayah, on this day I have completed for you your religion. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with what we may have heard, and to allow us to have al-fiqh in this religion, and to allow us to have the blessing and the benefit of being around al-mashayikh for the next coming few days. I will turn the microphone over to our brother to make an announcement, inshallah ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum. I just have a quick announcement. Here at Quran and Sunnah Society, like we do every year, we collect marriage forms for all of those brothers, single brothers or married if they wish, that they need these forms. Please fill it out and then give it back to me, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Another announcement that the brother in security asked me is... Yeah, also for the sisters, I'm sure, yeah. And another brother is that for the parents to please pick up their children because the instructors there are waiting for them and they are in the hallway. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. One final announcement. Brothers, if you can give me 1 second. Concerning the conference call with Sheikh Mohammed bin Salih ibn Uthaymeen, we have a technical difficulty bringing the sound into this room, and the AV committee said that's not going to be possible. So Yahya, inshallah, if this call is connected, which it hasn't been connected yet, Brother Yahya said he would stick with it and transcribe it and put it on tape for us for hope to be distributed on tape before the convention is over. Hopefully, if possible, tomorrow night, inshallah, if possible.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can all the brothers hold on just a few minutes? And let the sisters exit first. And inshallah, the sisters, if they have some children that are in the kindergarten areas, if they can go and get their children and keep them with them, so then we won't have so many children running around and getting lost. If the brothers can just wait maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and let the sisters leave first.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. An important addition, inshallah. Can I please have your attention? The translation of the story of Sheikh Siddiq Hassan Khan, I was misinformed, and the way I translated it was that the ship actually drowned with all the people. This was not the case, as the Sheikh has just corrected me. So that you may, but he made the dua that may Allah yuhlik.
Assalamu alaikum. There's one brother looking for a ride to Washington, D.C. or New York. A brother needs a ride to Washington, D.C. if anyone has a ride. He's one person, needs a space. Inshallah. Contact room 114. His brother's name is Hisham.